Nolte, sociopath Giancarlo Esposito willing to see 50 million, other, people die for his revolution. By John Nolte on January 29, 2026. Actor Giancarlo Esposito crystallized today's Democrat Party by admitting he is willing to see people die to fulfill his revolution. This is a direct quote, per the far-left Variety. And these are the words of a narcissistic sociopath. Block quotes are varieties. This is time for a revolution, and they don't even know that's what they're starting. We have to stand up to it. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or the Iranians' doorstep or in Washington, they'd kill 500 or 50 million or however many, but the rest of us would survive with a new world. Don't you get it, you overprivileged, leftist dummies? Do you not see it? You bored, spoiled brats attempting fill the God-shaped hole in your soul by attacking law enforcement, destroying private property, and provoking violence are nothing more or less than cannon fodder to Democrat Party elites like Giancarlo Esposito. Read what he said. Read his own words. This is time for a revolution. If the whole world showed up, in Washington, they'd kill 500 or 50 million. The rest of us would survive with a new world. The rest of us. No, you. Us. Us would survive. You can bet he'd survive. There is no one in the history of this planet who enjoys more privilege than a successful American artist like Giancarlo Esposito. His life is one of wealth, freedom, fame, awards, self-expression, and the affection of millions. And what does he want in return? More. And he wants you to pay the deadly cost. He openly admits he is more than willing to see 50 million other people die for this brave new world of his, which we all know would be a socialist nightmare because socialism has never delivered anything but a nightmare. Oh, he'd be fine. He'd be an overseer with the state funding a slew of his lousy movies. But you and I? We either accept his brave new world of equality and tolerance, or face the firing squad. You would think that the left-wing morons in Minneapolis would have already come to their senses. You know, an epiphany like, hold on now. Why am I out here in 6-degree weather again? Look at me. A privileged white person harassing and assaulting mostly non-white ICE agents to protect the murderers, rapists, pedophiles, and drug dealers who prey on mostly non-white neighborhoods. Oh, my. Am I the bad guy? Am I being used? Maybe I should use daddy's credit card for something other than weed, tattoos, hair dye, and Rachel Maddow glasses? Only the great monsters of history were willing to see millions die to recreate the world to their liking, including you-know-who. Esposito's willingness to sacrifice 50 million to his cause is not unique. It's a sickness taking over the Democrat Party. He's just the one who said it out loud. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.